Hi, everybody, and welcome to Cooking in Real Time. My name is Zora O'Neill, and I'm back with you after a long break. I apologize for not being around after Thanksgiving, sticking on that schedule. I was traveling, and I just could not face the whole Thanksgiving turkey frenzy. So that was a little bit of a cop-out, but I'm back now. Today, I'm going to make chicken soup. I don't know about you, but I have a little bit of a cold, and I'm feeling like just need to treat myself pretty well, stay home, not do too much, eat some chicken soup. It'll be good for us. The soup I'm going to make today is going to be sort of Mexican-y flavored. I feel like you want a little chili heat in there to add to the healing power of the chicken. You can, of course, adapt that to your tastes, but I definitely want some spicy. This is going to be a pretty quick soup. I'm not going to simmer the chicken forever. I'm unwrapping some chicken right now. I have a couple of chicken thighs here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use some chicken stock I already have, some canned stuff I have open. And I'm also going to kind of do a little quickie stock with one of these chicken thighs and then reserve one of the chicken thighs, not boil the hell out of it, but reserve it so I can put it in the chicken soup and have it actually taste good. So, I've got two chicken thighs out here and I'm gonna cut one up. This involves some sort of hacking into the chicken thigh. If you can hack through the bone, that's great, but if you're not strong enough, or your knife, or hang on. Good, good. If you're not feeling strong enough, that's okay. Nothing like the crunching bones to make you hungry. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm cutting this into like this one chicken thigh into like three or four pieces just so there's more kind of surface area exposed in the pot, more the flavor can get out of it more easily and into the broth we're gonna make. So it's a little bit hacked up. If you have a cleaver, this would be a great time to use it. I actually do have a cleaver, but whenever I try to use it, I usually end up making a mess of things. So we'll just leave it at that. Skin on is fine. Don't need to take the skin off. We want a little bit of fat in the soup for flavor, so don't worry about that. All right, we've got that one mangled thigh and one regular thigh. Just gonna wash my hands here. Get some of that, hopefully all of that chicken goo off of me. Okay. I've just put my soup pot on the stove here. Oh, and before I forget, put that on low heat. It's just preheating now. Before I forget, now I have a toaster oven. You can do this in your regular oven too, of course. I'm going to turn on my little toaster oven to about 350, and I'm gonna quick rinse off a sweet potato. There we go. Pick off, don't go crazy, but just scrub off any obvious dirt. Poke a few holes in it with a fork. You don't want it exploding in the oven. And just stick that sweet potato in there. And that is gonna bake while we do everything else. Okay, so we've got this. My big heavy soup pot here has been preheating all this time. And I'm gonna throw my chicken right in there. Both pieces, both the chunked up parts and the whole thigh. And I'm putting the whole thigh in there. Skin side down. Actually, I'll drizzle a teeny bit of olive oil in there just to speed things along. Don't want to overload it with grease. And while that is browning up, I'm going to chop up an onion. Can just cut it and sort of slice it up in long slices. It can be coarse. Just gonna sort of nestling the onion in on the side there. Right now we want to brown up the chicken and then give the onion a little bit more of a chance. But right now I'm just putting it alongside chicken. And I'm gonna sprinkle a little salt over those onions and a little on chicken. And I'm sure I've said it before, but you can always let things brown a lot longer than you think. Kind of want to let everything sit there and take on some color. And if you're sort of scraping around and you're a little panicked that the chicken is sticking the pan, that's totally fine. It will magically unstick itself as soon as it is properly browned. So if it is glommed onto the bottom of the pan, just give it a little more time. All right, what else do we need? Of course, we need a few cloves of garlic. This garlic is looking a little sad. If you have garlic, cloves of garlic that have little green shoots inside, that's fine. They're not bad for you. They just taste a little bit bitter, and you can basically just cut into the garlic clove and pull out the little green shoot that's in the center and take that away, and then you'll have a much nicer tasting piece of garlic. Yeah, all the garlic in our neighborhood right now is really, really substandard. So I'm chopping the garlic up pretty roughly, and I did about 3 medium cloves there. Figure garlic is good for you. Can't have too much. All part of the healing process of a good chicken soup. So I just put that in a little bowl. I'm not going to toss it in the pan yet because it'll get too brown. So we're going to wait on that. Now I'll try turning my chicken a little bit more. Good. Flipping over the whole chicken thigh. Skin has gotten a little browned up. I just want to basically get some color on there. Stir my onions a teeny bit. Turn the heat down to medium low. So let's see what else is going to go in here. Later we'll put in some carrots. Maybe a couple carrots. We can go ahead and peel those right now while we're waiting for the chicken. I sometimes rinse my carrots before I peel them, but since you're taking off the peel anyway, or you could go the other route and just wash them very, very well and not peel them. Depends on your habits and what the carrots look like also. Just got a couple little guys here. If you have very big carrots, it can be worth it to cut out the core because the core is not very flavorful. And very big old carrots can seem kind of tasteless because that core is so bland. You can always cut that part out if you want to. And also if there's any like big crack on your carrot, if it's old, go ahead and cut that area out around the crack. Because again, it's a spot on the carrot that just doesn't taste like much at all. Cutting my carrot into little 1-inch segments and then halved. Oh, I'm not doing this at all in the efficient way. I wanted something besides little rings. I wanted pieces that would make a good mouthful. But now I've just gotten myself confused and I'm cutting them completely irregularly. All right, the second one I'll do better. I have sliced it lengthwise and then slice it in half again. So basically I'm quartering the carrot. And then I'm doing those in little like half inch pieces. All right, I can hear my chicken over there really starting to sizzle. So hurrying up this carrot situation so I can get back to the stove. All right, they're good. Okay, great. The cut up part of the chicken just has basically the pink has come up, is no longer there, and it's got a few brown spots. And the chicken thigh, the whole piece, has some nice little brown spots on it. So I'm going to take out the whole chicken thigh. Like I said, I'm going to use that for later. It's nowhere near cooked. It's still totally squishy pink in the middle, but we'll add to the soup later and it'll cook through. And now I've just got the onion and the cut up chicken thigh in there, and I'm tossing in the garlic, giving that a good good stir. And I'm kind of scraping some of the brown stuff off the bottom of the pan. And now what we're going to do is basically just what they call sweat the onions. Typically do it just to onions, but we're going to do it to the chicken too. There's still no more liquid in the pan. It's just onions and chicken, and I'm turning the heat down to low and I'm putting the lid on. Basically, that's going to make everything in there steam a little bit, and the chicken is going to give up a little liquid, and that'll be a nice basic broth. So we're just waiting on the chicken. What else do we want in our soup? I think I'm going to put a few grape tomatoes in, just a small handful. Basically, I'm using grape tomatoes so much more now that I learned that crazy trick about slicing them in half, which I've demonstrated a couple times previously on this podcast. So I'm basically just pulling out enough grape tomatoes to fill up one of these little lids. That was more like a big handful. And I'm slicing them all in half, basically taking two plastic takeout container lids and sandwiching the tomatoes in between them, and then slicing through with a serrated knife, and presto, they're all sliced in half. So we've got tomatoes and carrots. I ordinarily would put in some celery, but I totally forgot to buy it. So just imagine, take this time to add celery if you want. Cut up like a rib or two, depending on how much you like celery. Cut it into little rings. What else do we have in here? This is whenever I make soup, there's a little rooting around to see what kind of stuff we can use up in the fridge. Nothing else really. What I am gonna do is, let's see here. Oh, I think we're gonna make this a little chicken noodle soup. So I have some nice little noodles here. The noodle part you would not think of as traditionally Mexican, but yes, they do use noodles in Mexico. I'm not trying to be traditionally Mexican at all, but just in case you're thinking it's a little weird. I have some nice little like funky curly noodles that I got from the Greek store. You could use the big pearl size couscous, the Lebanese couscous called mahrabia. You could use that. You could use orzo pasta, anything you want. And if you don't like pasta, you can use rice. Just want a little something, a little starchy something to add a little bit more body to the soup. Or maybe you don't. You can enjoy just broth as well. Broth and a few vegetables. Ooh, this chicken is sizzling kind of a lot. So I'm stirring. All this stuff is getting super browned. Turning it way down to low. Super low. Okay. It's better. You don't want your stuff in there to burn, otherwise that burny taste will unfortunately fill your whole soup. You don't want that. While we're waiting on that, we're gonna do the other totally cool flavor thing. Friend Ali just did this the other day when he was over here. Threw together this totally great soup out of just about nothing at all. We had some turkey parts, and he made a little stock out of the turkey neck, and next thing I know, he had put together this great soup, and the body of it was the toasted pasta. So I put a heavy skillet, a cast iron skillet, on the burner here, and I put it on medium high. I put a teeny bit of oil in there, just a little bit of glaze. You could probably do this dry too, but I think the oil will give you a little bit more control. And once that oil heats up, just wait a second for that. So you can also, like I said, I'm doing this with pasta, but you could do the same thing with rice or couscous, that big pearl couscous, or orzo. The important thing is you want to toast this to give it just a little bit more flavor. I'm taking a big handful of the pasta I've got and tossing it in the pan. Remember that pasta expands like crazy, and we're not making a ton of soup. I'm making soup for maybe two servings, So I don't want to go too crazy. There's, like I said, a big handful of pasta. That's it. I'm just going to stir the pasta. Get it all covered in oil. And I'll leave that there for a little bit until it starts to color. Oh, I know what else I'm going to put in the soup at the very end. I'll put in a little bit of avocado. Just a tiny bit. So good. And when you're slicing an avocado, I'm going to slice it lengthwise all the way around, which I thought I just did, but apparently not enough. Because when I go to twist it, it's not wanting to come apart. Oh, there we go. You want your avocado to be nice and black all over and a little bit squishy. If you press in with your thumb up near where it would have attached to the tree up at the top of the fruit, you can feel just how soft it is. So basically just popped open one side of this avocado and left it in the peel and cut crisscrosses in it. So I've got all these cubes that I can just then, that's good. Yeah, it's not quite ripe, but it'll be nice and firm in the soup, so that's good. It's got this great nutty flavor. Yum. So we'll leave that out. That I can just scoop into the soup at the end. Oop. Skillet. Toasty. Pasta. Stirring. It's fine. Not burnt at all. Okay, I can see one piece of pasta that's burnt. But all the other ones are nice and brown. All right, I'm turning that off, and I'm going to take that right out of the skillet so it doesn't continue cooking. So, yeah, all the pasta has, it's a little uneven, but that's fine. Has some dark brown spots, some light brown spots, and that's going to give it this really rich, toasty flavor in the soup. And if you did happen to burn any of the pasta because you were listening to me get distracted by the avocados, you can pick those little burning pieces out right now. I'm scooting my skillet off the heat. Ooh, hot! Okay, how's my chicken and stuff doing? Oh, it's finally steaming a little bit. It's giving off a little bit more liquid in there. The onions are totally soft and kind of caramelized, which, oh, they look really good. I think I have to eat one of those right now. Oh my gosh. Like essence of chicken. Okay, so to this pot of onions and chopped up chicken thigh, I'm gonna add some real chicken stock. Maybe about, I don't know, cup and a half or so? Oh, a little bit more, a couple cups. So that, yeah, that's good for about two servings. Remember, we're adding the pasta, so that's going to absorb some liquid. Just emptying all that out. Actually, putting a little bit of water in there to rinse out the rest of the broth. I don't want any to go to waste. So, that's in there with the chicken and the onions. And let that simmer. And at this point, I'm going to put the whole chicken thigh in there so it can finish cooking. And I just have pulled off the skin, which is easy to do now that it's all cooked. I just gave that a big yoink. Pulled off the skin and put the whole rest of the chicken thigh in there. And I'm putting the lid back on. And while that is cooking, I'm going to do what is the real super secret of my soup. Well, that might be overselling it. But a couple years ago, I had kind of a soup revelation because I'm not a big fan of soup. And I think I've said this before, a lot of soups, like, they're the same every bite, so I really want a little bit more variety than that in my meal. And I read a recipe for soup au pistou, which is a Provençal recipe, French, and it's sort of a boring soup, white beans, spring vegetables, and then on top of it, you put this sort of rough pesto, which is just basil and garlic chopped up real fine, and you put a big dollop of that on the top of the soup, on top of each soup serving in your bowl. Then with each bite, you've got a little bit of a little thing you can control. You can have a big bite of pesto, a little bite, no bite. It just adds a nice little variety. So I try to do a little something like that whenever I make some kind of soup. And in this case, What I'm going to make tonight is chipotle chilies. And I'm just popping up the can of chipotles and adobo. I came up with this last winter when I was cooking, like, desperation. We had nothing in the fridge, apparently. Nothing fresh, it seemed like. But we did have part of a can of chipotle chilies. And I had some nuts and some garlic and some lime. And I mixed all that together in sort of a paste and added that to a soup I'd made. And it was so good. So I'm going to make a little bit of that tonight. So it depends on how much you like heat. Pull out a couple little chipotles. I pulled out a couple here on this board. And I'm just going to chop them up super, super fine. If you don't like heat, or if you're a little scared of heat, I find it very useful when you have a cold for decongesting purposes. But if you're not so into it, you can just slice each chili open and scrape out the seeds. Or you can use one chili and a lot of the sort of gooey adobo sauce that it's in. The important thing is the really nice smokiness that chipotles have. So you don't want to skip that entirely and miss the good smoky effect. So I've got those. I'm just chopping super fine. So sort of up in a paste. You could whiz all this up in a food processor if you had one, if you're so inclined. And then in with that paste, I'm going to put in another couple cloves of garlic. Because we want some fresh garlic and we want some mixed in with the soup. And since I'm standing by the soup, I'm going to give it a little stir and see how it's going. Okay, let's put the lid back on. All right, back here to the cutting board with my couple cloves of garlic. First, peel those guys. Just cut off the little end and yoink off what peel comes with it. And then take your knife and give it a big crunch. And you can, that loosens the rest of the peel and you can slide it right off. There, crunch. Now we just want to chop the garlic up. Very fine. You could put it through a garlic press too if you had one, although I think that might make it a little too intense. This way you can take sort of bites of raw garlic and not be totally overwhelmed and end up eating more garlic than you might otherwise, and that is always good for you. So I'm just chopping up the garlic super fine and kind of mixing it in with the chipotle stuff as I go. And actually, I'm going to throw in some nuts. I have cashews, or that's what I used before, and I happen to have some now. I could also use peanuts. There are some great mole recipes in Mexico that call for peanuts, which I really, really like the spicy and the peanut combination. Cashews are good because they're rich and not, they don't have that tannic thing that walnuts do. They're a little rough. If pecans were the only nuts you had, you could try those too. Or you could just skip the nuts entirely. I mean, this is sort of my weird invention, so not like you have to be true to the authentic dish or anything. I probably threw in about 6 or 7 cashews there, and I'm just chopping them up really fine with the garlic. And I can smell my chicken broth really starting to simmer over there. It's giving off a very chickeny aroma. While my back is turned, so I know that that is progressing. Okay, it's good. I'm scraping the garlic and nuts in with the chipotle. Just getting it all in there, giving it a good stir. And around here, oh yes, I do have a lime. Other ideas, if you don't want to make this spicy, if you really don't like chipotles, although like I said, the smokiness in them gives a real richness to the dish. If you don't like chipotles, you could also make a nice little paste out of just garlic and cilantro and lime, maybe. That would be good. I'm going to put some cilantro in the finished soup, but just start thinking creatively about what flavors you want on top. Things that taste better fresh. For instance, like cilantro, it doesn't taste so great when it's cooked, or it tastes different anyway. So chipotle doesn't need to be cooked, so you've got this kind of stuff you can throw on the top and add a contrast to the rest of the soup. Okay, so I've got that paste going. I'm gonna come over here and, whoa, hey, chicken. My chicken is bubbling fiercely. So that's in there. I'm gonna throw in my carrots because they're gonna take a little while. Probably the longest of all these things. They're gonna take a good 10 minutes. Okay, good. Oh, I'm itching to add the pasta, but I don't think it's gonna take that much time. So carrots are in there, that's simmering. Whoa, that is some intense stuff, this chipotle garlic business. You're really only gonna want a little tiny bit on top of each soup serving. I'm gonna scoop a little bit more adobo sauce out of the chilies here. So no actual whole chilies, but just that goo that's in between them. Scooped 3 or 4 teaspoons out of there, and I'm stirring that in with the paste just to give it a little bit more substance. Make it hang together a little better, and squeeze a little more lime in there. Whew, powerful. Chipotles, I'm just sticking back in the fridge. They can usually hang out in their little can for a couple weeks while you think of something else to do with them. And let's see, let's get out our serving bowls. We're still a little ways off, but get out our serving bowls. And we can go ahead and scrape our avocado into the bowls. You never want to cook avocado per se, because it changes the texture and makes it taste really just nasty. But you can pour the hot soup over these chunks of avocado, and that'll be just about all the heat they want to take. So I'm just divvying pieces of avocado up here in my serving bowls. Like I said, I did little crisscross slices, so the chunks are just sort of popping right out. I'm using a spoon to scoop everything right out of the avocado peel. That's ready. Oh, and let me check on my sweet potato. Oh, that's good. I'll just leave that in until we're ready to eat. The softer it gets, the better. And then rustling around in here for some. Oh. What have I got? Oh, I've got some flour tortillas. Yeah, I'll use those. You could also use corn tortillas just to have on the side. You want however many you want as a side thing. I'm just going to get out one flour tortilla for each of us. If you're doing corn tortillas, I usually keep them in the freezer, and then, well, I keep flour tortillas in the freezer also, and then you can just take them out, run them very quickly under cold water just so they're damp, and then I wrap them up in a teeny bit of foil and put them in a pan and steam them, which is nice. You could also just do what I'm doing with the flour tortillas, which is just to fry them up in a dry pan. So either way, the nice thing about the steamed corn tortillas is taste especially good with butter because they're nice and soft. But however you do that is up to you. Stirring the soup here. I'm going to break the little bits off my whole chicken thigh so that meat will cook through a little faster. Or if you had patience, you could just wait until it's cooked and then take it out and pull it off the bone. But I'm getting hungry as we wait. I am going to pull out that sort of mangled chicken thigh and set that aside and let that cool off because I know that's all cooked through. And later I can pull off that meat and throw it back in here. Tomatoes we have sliced, those can go in at the very, I'll put them in now. I'll give them a chance to soften up. Oh, those are good. They give a nice color to the soup. And like I said, I'm going to grab some cilantro here. Just a couple handfuls. Give it a rinse. Good. And then you can just pick the cilantro off its stems. Don't even really have to chop it up. Just picking it off the stems gets it into sort of manageable size bites. Yeah, sometime I'll have to try the cilantro and garlic pesto. That would be pretty intense. You have to obviously like cilantro. I know there's There's a pretty substantial camp of people out there who think cilantro is gross, and I was one of those people for years. I remember like gagging at the table as a kid when my mom would put it in salads. I really, really thought it tasted like dish soap, and it was the most disgusting thing. And I still, the weird thing is I still kind of think it tastes like soap, and yet it is not as disgusting to me anymore. Not entirely sure what happened there, but I feel fortunate that it did, and that I do have a taste for cilantro now. I'm just about done picking the leaves off the cilantro. You can hear my soup bubbling, bubbling, bubbling over there. I'm gonna run over as soon as I'm done with the cilantro. I'm gonna run over and put the pasta in. So the basic idea of what we've done here with the soup there, that was me just tossing in the pasta. You could hear it rattling in. The basic idea of what I've done with the soup is something you can do with any kind of chicken soup you want. Obviously, you don't have to follow these exact. Oh, there's that one sneaky, sneaky burnt pasta piece. I thought I'd picked him out, but I guess not. All right, out he goes. All right, like I was saying, this sort of strategy for dealing with chicken soup is something you can use as the base for any kind of chicken soup, really. It doesn't have to be spiced the way I've spiced it. Like I said, you could add celery, you can take out the garlic for whatever reason, you could add French spices like thyme, or maybe some sage, those kind of things. It's very versatile. The key thing is, even if you're using like packaged chicken broth, you can get some nice flavor out of the real chicken you have without letting it simmer for hours and hours and hours and straining it and all that business. The thing we did with sticking the chopped up chicken in the pan with the onions and no other liquid and just sort of letting it steam, that helped concentrate the flavor. Didn't dilute it with any water right off the bat. And then we added the chicken stock on top of that. So this is going to be a super chickeny soup, which is good for us. Good for our perhaps lingering colds. Now that chopped up, sort of chunked up piece of chicken thigh that I had in there that I pulled out. That's cool now, so I'm just sort of pulling it into shreds and throwing that meat back in the pot. Great. Great, great, great. You could even get by with just one chicken thigh for this, actually, because the meat, sort of chopped up chicken thigh part, got a lot of the flavor out of it, but the meat itself was still pretty nice. It's not bland. Sometimes when you just boil chicken for stock, it ends up with no flavor at all. This isn't bad. So if you were in a pinch, you could get by with just one little piece of chicken thigh. Or if you're in a real pinch, honestly, you can just use chicken broth and add a lot of stuff to it and no other meat. The key thing though is you want a nice flavorful liquid as the base. All right, so we're just waiting for the carrots to soften up and for the pasta to get cooked through. And that is going to take another 5 minutes or so. And oh, I'm checking on my sweet potato, and that is good. That is nice and soft now. Slit him open, put some butter on right before we serve him. And the other thing we need is tortillas. So we'll just do that now. You want to start with a dry skillet. If you've still got oil in the skillet from when you toasted up the pasta, just wipe as much of that out as you can. You don't want your tortillas to be super oily. Just got a paper towel here. I'm wiping that out. I'm not going to wash the pan though. All right, turn that on high. And turn my soup down to medium low just to let it simmer. I don't want all the liquid boiling away. And while I'm waiting, I think I might nibble on the little pieces of chicken skin that are left. They're not as crisp as I would like, though. Not entirely worth it. Okay. Just tidy up. Cleaning up my cutting board. We've made a very, very, very chickeny tasting soup tonight. Ironically, in Mexico, they're not so into the super rich meat flavor, so in a way, that's the giveaway that this is not an authentic or traditional in any way Mexican soup, but we weren't ever really going for that, so that's fair. All right, I'm scooping that last little chicken thigh bone out, setting it aside. So now we have just little shreds of pure tasty meat in there. Oh, why am I having so much trouble here? All right. There, I just put a flour tortilla in my hot skillet. It's a little sizzly because it's wet from being in the freezer, so it's a little damp. If you're just doing straight up tortillas you just bought at the store, it won't do that, likely. And you just want to leave it on one side until it gets some nice little black spots and flip it over. That simple. There we go. Yeah, better when you have an absolutely dry pan. These will get nice and flaky because of the oil. Let's check on the pasta here and see if it's gotten soft yet. The pasta and the soup. Not quite. Very close though. Very close. It's good. I'm just getting out a little plate for each of our... Oh yeah, if you're lucky, if your tortillas are good, they'll get all puffed up like little balloons. Very nice. The steam inside. Nice. Okay, putting in my second tortilla in the skillet. I've got little side plates out here. I'm just folding up the tortilla in quarters so it doesn't get totally cold while we wait. And while we wait, I'm gonna check on this little chicken thigh bone. It's still a little hot, but pull off the last little shreds of meat in there. Good. Ah, yes. Flipped over my tortilla. It's puffing up beautifully. Take that out. Put it on its side plate. Okay, I think we're ready to go. My sweet potato. But now we're ready to roll. All that needs really is just a little dab of butter in the middle. It doesn't need butter, but it is good with butter. Maybe you want to give it a little grind of black pepper on top, perhaps, for a little extra spiciness on the side with my tortilla. I think we're good with the soup here. You don't want the noodles. This is always the problem with chicken noodle soup, of course, is that the noodles get super squishy and overcooked. So you still have a teeny bit of bite, which is nice. So we're just going to pour the soup over the avocados I've got here in the bowl, and then we're going to put a dab of the chipotle garlic nut mixture and a sprinkle of cilantro and a squeeze of lime, which is always nice, brightens everything up. And we're good to go for dinner. So that's all. Thanks for joining me for Cooking in Real Time. Once again, if you've got any requests, do let me know. I am happy to cook whatever you like if you have a hankering for something and are not sure how to make it. Drop me an email at zora@cookinginrealtime.com. And as always, check out the website for recipes and all that. And I'm on Twitter at @cookrealtime. You can follow. I've got some little recipe recommendations, book recommendations, that kind of thing. So check that out. And check back in a couple of weeks for a new episode.